我们请大家一同低头祷告。 Let's bow our heads and pray。 主，我们好感谢你，你给我们有这么好的机会，求你都让我们有一个感谢的心来到参加我们今晚第一天晚上的灵修营。我们今年已经是35届，我们感谢你在以往34届的灵修营里面，你给我们有很多的学习，你都是施予我们很多的恩典。在当中我们都是有在这些聚会里面得到主你的赦罪，主你的圣灵的施洗，让我们都不要忘记这些，使我们都是成为我们今天要重拾回做主对我们，我们对主的爱心。我们如果是已经冷淡的，主要求你都是藉着这个时间来到奋兴我们，求你都是在当中来到与你同在，无论我们每一个环节，我们每一个的倾谈，每一个讨论，每一个分享，求主你都是与我们同在，求你的灵光照我们，让我们趁着这个机会都是能够重拾回我们跟主这个美好的关系。我们当中我们都是有几日的聚会，求主你都是与我们的讲者负责分享的同在，用他们所分享的都是从主来的话语，让我们都是当中都是有个敞开的心，让我们谦卑自己来到接纳主你为我们预备的。我们感谢你。Dear Lord, we thank you for the time you bring us together tonight. We are hearts are filled with gratitude that you give us this opportunity. Starting from tonight, we have this summer retreat. This is our 35th retreat, summer retreat. And in the last 35 years, we thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for the things that you have prepared for us. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that a lot of us have received these blessings and let's not remember that. And please be with us today and the coming few days. Uplift the speaker so that he or and she are able to share your words, and that we should have a humble heart to receive these words as you have prepared for us, and press on with this faith journey together. May your presence be with us in every sections, in every conversation we have, and in every meetings, in order that your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we prayed, Amen. 诚心所愿。
So good evening, everyone. Welcome to our annual summer retreat. 各位兄弟姊妹，大家好。今年咧，头先好似 Edmund 讲咗啦，今年我哋2024年咧，不经不觉咧，夏令灵修营咧，温哥华已经去到第35届啦。今年咧，我哋有个主题，咁咧个主题咧就俾 Esther 咧就改咗吓。咁咧就，係啦， 转咗嗰个 screen 个主题咧，个中文版咧就系奋力向前。OK， 咁呢个主题咧，其实背后咧系有个目的嘅，就希望咧系鼓励我哋呢个夏令营每一个参加者，着眼点系喺我哋每一个人属灵生命嘅成长，净系唔系净系睇单做系咁，亦都希望咧我哋咧。在我們學習裏面是有行動去配合的，然後才有一個實質的向前。 So for in 2024, this year, this is the 35th summer retreat for our church in Vancouver. So we add a theme. So it's called Press On. So there is a theme associated to this summer retreat, which is to encourage all our participants to focus in the growth of our spiritual lives. And hopefully, all of us will follow up with actions. That's the press on theme behind. But why we use press on? Okay, so we didn't make up that term. That is actually from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. So Apostle Paul said, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." 奋力向前的意义其实呢是头先我有读过噶啦，中文版《腓立比书》第三章，佢嗰个意思就系咁讲：兄弟啊，我并唔认为我已经达到此目标，我只专心喺一件事，系忘记背后，全力追求前面嘅事。我向目标直跑，为要得到奖赏。这个奖赏系属天嘅新生命。是上帝透过基督耶稣呼召我去领受的。So, beside we borrow the theme press on from Apostle Paul, the term press on, actually, there is a meaning behind. The meaning press on is to continue moving forward in a forceful or steady way. To continue to do something especially in a determined way. 奋力向前，英文主题我哋用咗 press on。个意思其实背后系话俾我哋听咧，系一个好肯定、持续同埋好有决心嘅含义喺里边嘅，唔系就咁简单一个向前吓。咁所以咧。但愿咧，上帝系喺呢个第今届嘅夏令营里边咧，系继续施恩带领我哋每一个吓。So now let's kickstart tonight's program. So the theme is, the theme is the spiritual journey begins and continues. 今晚我哋嘅主题咧。就是这里写着了，由心出发，继续向前行天路。在我今晚未分享信息之前，让大家一起呢，我们去自问自答下一个问题。这个问题呢，就是究竟你，究竟我，是不是已经下定决心，认认真真地去启动同埋繼續去行呢條天路呢？而今晚我哋嘅着眼點就係我哋個人同神都確立我哋嘅關係。So this evening, let us put some thoughts on a spiritual journey. And let me start with a question for all of us to think about. Have you made up your mind to begin or to continue your spiritual journey? So tonight, I will focus to describe the spiritual journey more from a personal perspective between God and us. And there are a few key elements I would like to share with you. So the first one is, believe in God, our Heavenly Father. 今晚我哋第一样嘢，我哋先学习嘅就系呢度写住信上帝，我哋嘅天父。点解我哋形容上帝系我哋嘅天父咧？因为咧，我嘅学习系上帝创造宇宙万物。 上帝创造人类，包括你，包括我，而我哋嘅存在，今日嘅存在，完全系系于上帝。换句话嚟讲，冇上帝，冇主，我哋乜都唔算系啲乜嘢。或者我哋将呢一个去作一个类似嘅譬喻，就系话，若果我哋大家个个人都系咁样。 如果我哋冇我哋世上嘅父母，咁我哋根本每一位都唔会出现㗎。咁所以呢个就係我哋去体会到上帝我哋嘅天父同我哋嘅关系。唔单止我哋知道上帝係创造天地万物，同时间上帝喺我哋嘅 信仰嘅旅程里边，一个好重要嘅，我哋常常都要记住嘅就系，上帝系独一嘅真神，佢永远都系公正嘅，佢系全知全能，佢拥有最高嘅权能，佢系万有嘅统治者。Why we address God as our Heavenly Father? Because God created universe, and he created mankind, including you and me. Without God, we simply do not exist. And I'm trying to use an analogy, just like when we are born because of our parents, without our parents, any of us do not exist. So, but more than that, God, our Heavenly Father, it's the only one true God. He is real. He is righteous and almighty. God has the supreme authority and absolute power over all things. So this is some fundamentals, and hopefully that we'll remember, because this will be our anchor for our faith journey. So let us check out what it says in the Bible in Psalm 103:19. So it says, God has set up his kingdom in heaven, and he rules the whole creation. 这个诗篇103篇19节这里讲话，耶和华在天上设立宝座，造王统管万有。好像很短一节的圣经，你信不信呢？ 我哋又信唔信呢？我哋去自己去思想一下。咁我又讲少少啦。我可能我留意到啦，有啲人呢可能会咁讲㗎，唔知道嗰啲会唔会系你系我啦。有好多人呢好鍾意掌控我哋自己嘅生命嘅，每一样大小事情我哋都好想掌控嘅。 而喺上帝对佢哋嚟讲，觉得嗰个距离好远啊，触摸唔到啊。咁又加埋佢哋本身嘅性格，我哋或者我哋嘅性格，我哋样样都要谂清谂楚，度到推论晒每一样嘢。咁所以咧，好多时候咧，我哋咧就迟迟都未肯决心去。 我啲句讲就系话全心全意嘅去信主，呢个有分别噶。我哋嘅信主有阵时我哋系唔系全心全意嘅，又或者有啲人觉得自己嘅生命觉得时时都有好多甩甩漏漏啊，做得唔好啊，又好怕去同呢个天父去接触，去向前再踏前一步去信靠上帝。 So a question, do you believe in God, our Heavenly Father? So some of you may say, I would rather take control of my own life. God is not tangible, and I have limited or minimal interaction with God. And it takes them a big decision to make to follow God, to trust in God. Or someone else may say, I'm all messed up in my life without God, and I'm very hesitant to move forward because I'm not good enough to become God's followers. 人呢就是很多嘢諗的。但無論我哋係邊一類人呢，今晚我希望第一點我哋想講嘅就係話，上帝係掌管、掌控萬物，包括你嘅生命、我嘅生命。我嘅學習係唔需要樣樣嘢諗得咁複雜嘅，讓我哋每一個喺我哋星期日嘅第一晚，我哋就攞出一個好單純嘅真心去回應上帝。去體驗上帝。詩篇第46篇第一節嗰度話，上帝係我哋嘅避難所同力量，係我哋患難中隨時嘅幫助。我哋有我哋嘅需要，簡簡單單去上帝嘅面前去尋穩住，去啟動呢一個嘅天路嘅路程。同時間我哋試下睇下我哋頭先我講我哋嘅上帝，我哋嘅天父，一個父親，天上嘅父親，佢其實無論我哋喺咩嘅環境裏面，我哋無論去到係覺得自己幾不配嘅時候，上帝仍然係識人心，佢睇到我哋心裏面嘅內心，佢好似一個父親，佢知道我哋嘅軟弱，佢其實好想我哋每一个的参与者就好像一个愿意做他的儿女去寻找他去相信罪，还有是去跟上帝这个天父有一个互动，由心出发的标题是说由心出发，中文版我们是写由心出发，希望我们每一个由心出发去启动我们这个旅程，在天行天路的旅程，上帝头先我讲，上帝掌管一切。点解我要讲呢样嘢？就系话，既然上帝掌管一切，有咩嘢系难到我哋咧？有啲咩难到上帝而令到我哋未能够放胆咁样去信上帝咧？所以呢个咧就系希望我哋可以能够踏出向前行一步。So remember, we are humans.And God rules the whole creation. And we are all vulnerable in front of our Heavenly Father. So my advice, my practice is have a simple mind. Have a simple mind. In Psalm 46, verse 1, so it says, oh, I didn't write it. Okay. It says, Sorry. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. So, it's that simple. It's just one verse, and it shows God is the Almighty that we should rely on. So,Tonight, as the first night of our summer retreat, this may be a good moment for all of us, including you and me, to make up our mind. Remember I asked the question, did you make up your mind? Tonight is a time for all of us to make up our mind, to step forward and to believe in God. God reads our mind. Other people cannot read your mind, but God reads our mind. Just like a father, he reads our mind. He is so happy, he's so glad to see any one of his sons and daughters willing to approach and believe in him. let's start the interaction with God. And once again, the number one point I want to share is God is the master of everything. And let us put our trust in Him. All right, so may I invite Josh to come up and join me with our first live chat tonight.
今晚我們請Josh和我們去做一個簡單的聊天下，分享一下。
So, you
take... Hello? Hello?
Yeah. So, hi Josh.
Hi, Uncle Wilson.
Okay. So, I think you probably have read, you know, the prep work.
Yeah.
And then some Bible verses, which is similar, as I just presented earlier.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything you want to share with us?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a little different because I usually do it with, like, my dad or my mom. But anyways, so when I received, the fact that I was invited to do this live chat, I was really happy to be able to do it. And the first thing I did was to read the Bible verse. And I read the Psalm 103. And during that, that Psalm was just so beautiful. I thought, like, it was just a Psalm of, like, praise that was able to lift our spirits and just, like, capture how amazing God truly is. And when I was reading that, I kid you not, as I was reading it, this worship song just kept playing in my head. We sung it before in church, actually, in one of our services, Great Are You, Lord. And so that song just kept playing as I was reading the verse, and I thought that was a really cool thing. And I just thought that this psalm truly is a portrayal and a reflection of the nature of God. And I came up with three distinct things that I kind of learned from that chapter. One is how God is just almighty, like you said. So that's my first point. And my second point was just referring to his care, his tender care and his love for us, his forgiveness for us. And the third point that I learned was just after knowing all this truth of how almighty and how loving and caring he is, I just kind of thought to myself, like, okay, so after knowing this, how should I respond as a Christian, right? And to me, I believe it's pretty simple. It's just to trust and just to believe in him. And yeah, to believe and trust in him. That was my response. Do you want to translate that?
Okay. 好了，我将需要我帮手翻译一下。 咁佢话佢好高兴啦，有机会受邀请嚟到同我哋分享一下啦。咁佢亦都有睇过诗篇，嗰个里边嘅经文啦。咁佢自己睇咗，佢亦都有啲诗歌喺佢嘅心里边涌现。而其中佢有几点佢自己系学到嘅，睇咗嗰个诗篇。第一就系话佢都系睇到上帝一个所谓。 全能嘅上帝，佢掌管万有。第二，佢亦都系觉得上帝咧喺各方面都好，去无微不至咁去爱佢人类，佢拣选嘅人。咁所以佢第三样嘢，佢就系谂下，咁究竟佢又应该要点样回应咧？而佢话佢都系真系要去相信主。
Yeah. And so with the first point I was talking about in terms of the Almighty God, like what I learned as I was reading it, especially like just immediately coming into the verse, the first verse was just, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And so like, I just thought that this was like a call and a reminder once again of his, like the mightiness of God in just every aspect of our lives, like the way he works in all of our lives. And while I was reading it, I just thought to myself, like, oh, this creator he's created so much. Like this guy has created the universe. He could literally, he has the earth in the palm of his hands, right? And that this same God has an intimate relationship with us, Right? He cares about us and he wants to be involved in our lives. And so I thought that was something that was really beautiful. And I was touched by that. And just understanding that his power is just completely beyond our understanding and our comprehension. I talked about it in my prayer this morning, just talking about how our knowledge and our understanding is limited, but his is vast. He's all knowing, right? He's omnipotent. And so we should really rely on him. So that was my first point that I learned. So, and then the second point in terms of God's care and his love for us, we can see that in verse 3, he specifically talks about how God is not only a mighty creator, but also a loving father to his children, who cares for his children. And then the verse 4 continues to say, he redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Like right there, like I just think that like it's just so beautiful the way like the essence of God is clearly captured in those two verses. And like it just made me think, like in my life and maybe in other people's lives, we may have left God, but God has never left us, right? He's never been detached from us. He's never departed from us. But he's just actively involved in our lives, in saving us and healing us and forgiving us, and just most importantly, surrounding us with his everlasting love. So I want to take this time to quickly talk about like a little experience of mine that happened pretty recently. I wasn't exactly distant from God, but then there was a week where I was specifically busy with coursework in school. And so I usually read the Bible every day in the morning when I wake up before I go to school. But during that week, I kind of slacked off. This was around like the week of June. I kind of slacked off, and I may have skipped a day or two. And that's just like a little context. And in the week of June, I went to a worship concert. This is the second worship concert that I've been to. And if you know me, I love going to worship concerts, although I've only been to two. But just being able to experience the what we call Jesus high, that's referring to like the full feeling of God's love within us as we praise him, and how like his Holy Spirit is like literally filled in the room. And so having that feeling really was truly amazing. It's truly indescribable. And so I felt that during these worship concerts. And on the night that I went to the Bethel Music worship concert, one of the worship leaders began the concert by reading a Bible verse. It was Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, I believe. And it says, I'm pretty sure I have it written, it says, let us hold firmly to the hope that we have confessed. We can trust God to do what he promised. Let us think about each other and help each other to show love and do good deeds. You should not stay away from the church meetings as some are doing, but you should meet together and encourage each other. do this even more as you see the day coming. And so, yeah, they read this Bible verse to open the show, to open the concert. And I remember I just started crying. I just, like, started tearing up like crazy. And the reason for that was because that morning I had read the exact same verse. I could have chosen any verse in any book in the Bible. I skipped a few days too, but God's timing is just so perfect, right? I just thought that was truly amazing. And I've said this before in my live chats, I don't believe in coincidences. I think, like, if you, like, maybe once or twice is yeah, sure, but, like, something so deep and so, like, specific like that, like, you gotta just be in denial if you think it's just a coincidence. And that experience alone just really was a huge reminder for me although I may be busy with my schoolwork or coursework and stuff like that, I gotta prioritize God in my life. I need to put Him back as a start. I need to start reading the Bible daily again and not using coursework as an excuse.
Bethel Music 嘅 worship， 咁佢話嗰個開場白嗰個嘅人咧，佢啱啱讀咗喺希伯來書第十章嘅一節聖經，而嗰一節嘅聖經就係嗰個同一日佢自己睇嘅同一嘅章節嘅聖經。咁佢自己覺得好似佢唔相信呢啲係偶然，所以佢覺得神係有一個訊息俾佢，所以佢話佢開始嘅時候係不停流淚，即係感覺到神佢對佢嘅愛係咁大。雖然佢係 skip 咗幾日，但係神係用方法去再次去感動佢。
Yeah, I hope I'm not going over time, but I'll go to the last point super fast. So finally knowing the truth of his almightiness and his love and care for us. So how do I respond, right? With belief and trust. So that's what I thought about it. And so, I just felt like the purpose of this psalm wasn't only to glorify him and to like describe his greatness and, but it was also an invitation, for us to like respond with faith, right? So like in verse 13, it says, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Like similar to what we explored like this morning, I don't know where Edmund is, with Edmund sharing, like the idea of fear isn't necessarily like physically being scared of God, but, just to fear him is to almost like to trust in his power and to believe in his process. And even if it may seem like in the moment you may be struggling and you may be like faced with a bunch of challenges in your life and it just seems like you're getting nowhere, you just have to trust the process. You have to trust the process. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 好啦，咁我哋最後咧就去再翻譯埋咧，就係佢其實佢睇到個聖經對佢George 係好有深嘅感受，因為唔係淨係講咗神嘅權能咁簡單。其實佢覺得上帝係一個邀請我哋每一個去信佢，係一個好正面嘅。正如我哋今朝學習我哋聖Edmund 兄弟帶領我哋嘅上帝係要我哋去敬畏佢，唔係淨係驚係咁樣，佢亦都希望咧係能夠引導我哋去同佢嘅關係更加進深一步。
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't want to.
Thank you.
Thanks.
好，咁我哋咧就而家请worship team 同我哋唱第三、第四首歌。
我哋站立，一起唱赞美神。Let's all stand to praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you. 贵嘅神。
Okay. Second topic is have faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. So God loves everyone. Every one of us, more than we can imagine. Try to describe in the Old Testament, God communicate with his chosen people, the Israelites, mainly via prophets. The history told us about the relationship between God and his chosen men. By that time was still very loose. But there is a breakthrough. The breakthrough is God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world as the Son of Man to preach the gospel direct and offer salvation to mankind. Because Jesus was in the form of man before he ascended back to the heaven, Jesus was able to empathize with our weaknesses. Jesus has gone through many similar situations as we do every day, because he was in a form of man. Jesus was in hunger. Jesus was tired and exhausted. Jesus was stressed. Jesus was lonely. Jesus was sad. Jesus cried with tears. Jesus was tempted in every way. But one thing, Jesus was different, because he's the Son of God. He did not sin. So, 上帝相信主耶稣基督，我哋嘅救主。上帝爱我哋每一个，其实系超越我哋嘅想象。头先咧，多谢阿 Josh 为我哋嘅分享吓，对佢嚟讲，超越佢嘅想象吓。同一日喺一个 music worship 嘅地方读出同一段圣经，呢、这个上帝系同阿 Josh 差唔多系一个特别嘅一个对话。喺旧约嘅时候，上帝其实都不停咁样同佢拣选嘅以色列人系有互动噶，但系嗰阵时候咧，大多数都系通过第三者，通过当时嘅先知、当时嘅大祭司。而圣经嘅历史讲俾我哋听咧，以色列人同神嘅关系系疏离嘅，但系感谢主有一个改变，上帝有个特别嘅计划，上帝就喺打发佢嘅爱子耶稣基督亲自降世，成为人子嘅样式，直接同人类对话。耶稣亲自嚟到呢个世界，将天国嘅福音传俾人类听，圣经里面嘅教训传俾今日我哋听。而耶稣喺世上三十几年里面，因为佢系人子嘅身份，佢经历过好多你同我日常会遇到嘅事情，包括耶稣有肚饿嘅时候，佢一样有疲倦嘅时候，佢有压力，佢有孤单，佢有伤心，甚至圣经都有讲佢有流泪嘅时候。佢同我哋人类系好相似，亦都有经过试探，但系感谢主，耶稣佢系神嘅仔，佢冇犯罪。即系话耶稣经历过咁多，上帝差派耶稣经嚟到呢个世界，一方面佢系俾我哋有一个救恩嘅机会，同时间如果好似头先我啱啱第一点讲，我哋话神系好系掌管世界，同我哋好远距离，因为我哋见唔到摸唔到上帝，但系耶稣嚟为身，认为一个人子嘅身份，佢经历嘅我哋亦都有经历过，佢系体谅我哋嘅软弱。所以上帝安排耶稣降世，究竟个目的系咩嘢呢？上帝呢度提摩太前书第二章四至六节，我哋希望明白上帝
差派耶稣来这个世界的重要的目的，这个也都是成为我们最基础我们去相信耶稣。这里这么说，上帝想人人得救，我们去思想一下，不是只是某一些人得救，我们上帝想今晚在座每一位，上帝都是想我们得救，上帝想我们每一个认识真理。而这个真理是说什么呢？是我们要相信，刚才第一点有讲，是只是有一位上帝。但是不止我们知道上帝之外，上帝和人中间是有一个中保，有一个中间人，而这个中间人就是成为人的基督耶稣，他牺牲自己使人类得自由。好像看到那张照片，我们用那张照片，耶稣就是钉十字架流出宝血，就是用来赦免我们的罪。So, what is God's plan about sending His Son Jesus to earth? So, Jesus is God's one and only one Son. So, try to share with you the core elements of believing in Jesus and God's mentality and God's plan behind. And this is from 1 Timothy. Chapter 2, 4 to 6. So it says, God wants everyone. Everyone means including you and me. Everyone to be saved and to know the whole truth, which is there is only one God, and Christ Jesus is the only one who can bring us to God. God was truly human and He gave Himself to rescue all of us. So this is the essence and the theme of God sending His Son, because Jesus is in a form of human. He understands our weakness. So now go back to us in your everyday life, in my everyday life. Now let me ask a question. Have you ever felt lonely? Have you ever seems like nobody understands your situation? Or you are stuck in a turmoil and you try every possible way to get out of it, but unfortunately you could not. So, and then you may try, or we may try to reach out to God, but it's still very difficult. So, have you ever experienced this? This is in our life, in our faith journey. So tonight I want to share with you is, have faith in Jesus. Talk to Jesus. He understands our weaknesses. There is something more than that too. And the Bible verse mentioned, Jesus gave up His life and died for us. Jesus is about to save our spiritual life. So, suggestion is, let us all pray to God with confidence, to ask God to cleanse our hearts, to forgive our sins. If we do so, Jesus will definitely answer our prayers, because He is the Savior. He came to earth for that reason. And let us put action to respond to God's calling to begin and continue our life, our faith journey. 我们试问一下，看看大家有没有这样的经历，在我们的基督徒的生命里面，在我们日常的生活，有没有我们会遇着有孤单的时候呢？有没有觉得我们有时候好像没有人明白我们的处境，或者我们停留在生活很多的困难，很多的漩涡里面，又很难去抽离我们自己，又或者我们以图去寻找上帝的帮助，但是仍然觉得有困难，仍然不知道怎样才能够得到上帝的帮助。无论怎样都好，今晚想同大家第二点里面去 学习或者去付出一个行动，好简单嘅一步，就系我哋去信主耶稣啦，祷告主啦，佢系会明白我哋嘅软弱噶。我哋唔好忘记主耶稣嚟到呢个世界嘅目的，佢亦都呢度圣经嗰度讲话，佢系为咗我哋牺牲佢嘅生命，流出宝血，拯救我哋嘅灵魂。佢唔系白白去为我哋流出，佢系好希望都让我哋系能够放胆向上帝祈求佢洁净我哋嘅心灵，赦免我哋嘅罪。我哋嘅祈祷，我哋嘅相信系耶稣必定会听闻我哋嘅祷告，因为我哋嘅祷告系真心嘅，上帝系睇我哋嘅心，而必定会答应我哋，因为佢嚟嘅目的系用宝血买赎我哋。所以有个分享系，如果上帝，你觉得上帝最近好似透过好多唔同嘅事，好多唔同嘅人和事嘅对话，去好似同你去说话，去唤醒我哋嘅时候，我哋就好好找紧呢个机会，好好去回应主，因为呢啲系有美好有上帝嘅祝福喺里边，而我哋系可以得着主耶稣陪伴我哋行天路。咁而家咧，我哋又去到第二个环节咧，我又想请第二位啦 ，Joyce Tam 同我哋分享一下。
Hi,
okay. Good. I'm good. And how are you, Joyce?
I'm good.
Okay. You want to start with English or Cantonese? You don't need my translation, eh?
I guess not. Okay. So I think looking at the topic about spiritual journey begins and continues. So I think just to keep it short, I would like to share a very special experience that I had last night at church. So last night at church, I said to God, why don't you lead the prayer? Because I don't want to think anymore and I don't want to say anything in the prayer. So just let him lead. So I think it was my very first time where it was like the entire 45 minutes I was praising God. So I was trying to say something like God, please help me or etc. But it's like overflowing me, as in like I was keep praising God. So that was a very special moment where I felt like it's the very first time where God helped me went through that hurdle or the turmoil that Wilson mentioned about, you know, being stuck at a place where I'm not able to move forward, as in like have faith in Jesus. So after the prayer, I find everything was so bright. Like, I know the church setting is still the same, but as in, like, when I opened my eyes, I felt like everything is very bright. Like, as if, like, there's a very, like, huge light, like, shining on me. So, and then I used a tissue, and then I covered my face in the prayer. So I thought there's no way that in the prayer that, you know, it will be so bright, right? Because, you know, the church setting, we all know that it's the same. So, but apparently it's still very bright. Then I was like, no way, like, why is it so bright? Then I use my hands to cover my face. Then, like, literally it's dark. But when I open my eyes again, it's still very bright. Like, it's, I don't really know what situation am I in. But, and then the preacher yesterday night said, in Philippians where, the Spirit will come on and pour to every one of us. So I was very confirmed that God has promised me His Holy Spirit, but right now I'm at a stage where I was trying to speak in another language, but I was praising God, and then, you know, it's at that stage right now. So I'm very thankful, you know, coming back to our topic where have faith in Jesus Christ. And very interestingly, I think it's about 3-4 days ago when I was doing my daily devotion. at night. So Jesus gave me a verse where I just have a very strong feeling that I have to share tonight with everyone. It says, it's at Mark chapter 5, verse 19. But Jesus said, go home to your family, as in like us as a family, and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. So, 我可以翻譯翻廣東話。咁即係我昨晚係有一個好奇妙嘅經歷啦，即係完全係冇任何嘅前設、任何嘅包袱，就話俾主聽，不如你帶領呢個禱告啦。咁我又唔想，即係完全冇諗任何嘢，亦都唔想講啲咩啦。咁跟住嗰45分鐘咧，我係不斷開口讚美主嘅。咁但係我又唔係太清楚呢個狀態係即係我唔係太清楚點樣去釐定呢個狀態啦。咁我就又好想講其他嘢，即係求主幫我啊，求主俾我同你近啲啊。咁但係即係我係第一次試過係嗰個讚美係 over 咗我呢個禱告嘅，即係咩叫神帶領我禱告就係呢個意思咯，即係不斷開口係感謝讚美神咁樣啦。咁跟住我就覺得好光，即係覺得個會堂好光。咁但係點解個會堂會咁光咧？即係大家都知道你坐嗰行，我坐嗰行，其實都係咁噶嘛。咁但係我真係覺得同埋我頭先我唔記得用英文講就係我睇嘢唔知點解好清楚。即其實我本身都唔係眼蒙嘅，即我 OK 嘅視力，但係我唔知點解我真係覺得我睇得好清楚咁樣。咁跟住我就用紙巾揞一揞塊面啦，即我就覺得即點解會咁光嘅呢咁樣。咁但我都係覺得好光啦。咁然後就跟住用隻手真係去揞實塊面呢，咁就係黑嘅。但係當我擘大眼嘅時候，我仍然覺得真係好光，同埋即係唔知點解個視力係比本來係更加清楚囉。咁跟住然後傳道人昨晚就係講腓立比書一章，我諗係六節，即係佢話我嘅靈會傾注俾每一個人。咁我就好即係好 sure 相信神係將佢嘅聖靈施賜咗俾我。不過呢，我而家就停留咗喺一個位，就係即係喺不斷感謝讚美神。即係我自己其實昨晚即係凌晨三點喺屋企嘅時候，我都有繼續去祈禱，我都覺得係不斷讚美主，但係就即係好似講緊另一個語言，但係又個心裏面就知道自己係不斷感謝讚美主囉咁樣囉。咁就所以即係都想同大家分享，就係馬可福音五章十九節。即係其實呢個係個時間有啲調轉嘅，即係主係幾日前俾咗呢一節，咁我個心好覺得要分享啦，係啦。咁馬可福音五章十九節咧，呢度佢話：你回家話俾親友知，即係我哋呢度嘅所有人啦。主點樣以慈愛待你同佢，即係點樣以慈愛待我同埋佢為我所做嘅事咯。So I think this is pretty much my sharing.
Thank you.Okay, the last part will be, let the Holy Spirit guide us. 跟随圣灵的引导。其实我是想讲一讲呢，我是没有同过我今天邀请过三个的兄弟姐妹呢是有任何的对话的。我们只是给份东西他。你自己騎下套啦，咁樣啊。咁啊，我嘅最後呢部分咧嘅分享咧就係啟動同埋繼續行呢條天路咧。我哋其實咧係真係好需要同主確立一個好親密嘅關係噶。我哋每一日、每一秒、每一刻，其實我哋最需要上帝的支持和祂的引导。那究竟耶稣祂有什么的应许给我们呢？耶稣呢，在祂离开世界之前，祂有一个很美好的应许的。祂应许呢，就在约翰福音第14章第16节那里讲话，我将祈求父，祂就赐给你们另一位保惠师，
永远与你们同在，祂就是真理的圣灵。耶稣的应许是真的，而这个应许亦都是上帝很奇妙的安排。其实上帝是很想去确立我们同上帝有一个父亲同子女的关系。而很简单地说，我们当我们诚心地向主祈求，我们让主去洁净我们，我们求圣灵施洗我们，入居我们的心，上帝就会入居，上帝就会赐圣灵入居我们的心，而成为我们跟随圣灵随时的引导。So, to begin and continue our spiritual journey, we definitely want to build up a very close relationship with God. We need support and guidance every day, every minute to follow His way. So, in John 14, chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus said, I will ask the Father, the Heavenly Father we mentioned earlier,And he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. That is the Holy Spirit. So this is the promise from Jesus. And this is also part of the magnificent plan from God. Because God always wants you and me to become his children. We simply seek and pray to God and let the Holy Spirit to baptize us, to stay and live in our hearts.So let's check out what Jesus said on John chapter 16, verse 13. So it says, the Holy Spirit shows what is true and will come and guide you into the true truth. So, and it also continues as, the Spirit doesn't speak on his own.He will tell you only what he has heard from me, and he will let you know what is going to happen. 约翰福音第13章13节，这个圣经是这么讲，他说等到赐真理的圣灵来到，他就指引你们明白一切的真理。他不是凭自己讲的，是将他所听到的话给你们知，而且讲出将来的事。 So, how wonderful are the blessings and benefits of the Holy Spirit? We always make mistakes in our everyday life, but Jesus does not give up on us. Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us in every direction, andThe direction is always right. It's always the truth. So that's why it says the Holy Spirit shows what is true. 圣灵的工作很奇妙的。我们日常的生活，虽然很多时候我们都不是很理想，经常我们都还是有犯错行错，但是如果我们坚持去追寻同埋尝试让圣灵住喺我哋嘅心里边嘅时候，好似呢个圣经嘅经节咁讲，佢哋头十六章十三节嗰度话，圣灵系会俾我哋有正确嘅提示、正确嘅提醒，帮助我哋去行真理。So to conclude, point number three is remember, God always keeps His promise.The guidance of the Holy Spirit is so true, and many of us have experienced it before. And we heard also some sharing from our sister. So, and in other words, we are, and not just we, someone has experienced it, we are also, many of us are experiencing this guidance every day. So, try to answerThe first question that I have you ever made up your mind to believe and to start and continue your faith journey. So it is hopefully that after you listen to the sharing, it is about time for you. If God is talking to you, it is time for you and me to make up our mind.
总括来讲, 上帝的工作, 上帝的说话, 上帝的应许, 是言而有信的, 我们是可以信靠的。 圣灵的引导是真确的, 是不需要怀疑的。 因为我们知道, 或者可能你身边有不同的人, 他们都有亲身的经历过, 或者你可能感觉到, 有圣灵的人在他们生命中, 每一天都是经历到, 有神的亲自的引导和带领。 既然我们知道, 我们感受到, 那, 我们还需不需要犹豫呢? 我记得昨晚我们听的简单一点，我们不需要太复杂，我们真系用一个好似一个小朋友单纯的心向上帝祷告，让圣灵进入我们的心。我深信我们只要立定心智，圣灵的大能系可以充满我们每一个，而这个亦都系今个
下令营我们的标题，press on里面，背后我们得着能力去实践，去迈步向前，就是靠赖圣灵的能力。So I'm going to invite our last live chat guest, Tiffany.
Okay，这个sharing我在live chat都有share过，就是recently，但我会加插插一些我的领受。我觉得得罪恩典之后，很多人都觉得，可能有时候misconception就觉得，你就好。 就OK的了，但是我的学习是，我是更加觉得我自己是软弱，更加觉得我自己是很需要依靠这个圣灵，因为不依靠它，我是，我自己是行不到这个天路了，就是，我觉得圣灵是提醒我，是真是一切是真是荣耀归于耶和华，一切是 荣耀归于上帝，即是佢喺唔同嘅季节、唔同嘅时间都会教我唔同嘅事情，即系好似教我传福音、教我点样去谦卑、教我系凡事借恩呢啲唔同嘅时间，佢都引领住我。即系我而家回想翻我8年前得恩典啦，我就觉得哇，神真系好奇妙。 I've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit 8 years ago, and through my reflection, I've realized that since receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I've acknowledged even more how weak I am and how imperfect I am, and how much more I need to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide me through every path, every step I take, such as the song we just sang, The Path of Grace, because God's grace is so sufficient for us, and it's not anything we've done to deserve it, but by Him only. So He's taught me to humble myself, to praise Him, and to share the gospel all through Him and not through me. 咁我就 share 我最近嘅一个领受啦，就系我喺几个星期前，就系我妈咪咧就 send 咗一个 prayer 啦，一个祈祷，就系一段文字，就系为儿童夏令营唔同嘅 香港嘅童工祈祷。咁呢啲童工有啲人係身体有软弱啦，或者可能有啲所即係有啲事情可能係影响到佢哋未能够同主内嘅弟兄姊妹一起去为主作工，或者可能係囉。咁我记得我嗰陣我见完嗰陣呢，我媽咪 send 俾我啦，可能就係好似我表妹 send 俾我媽，然後我媽就 forward 咗俾我咁樣，然後後面我但我见到第一下我都係 ok， 虽然我行緊返屋企啦，我嗰一刻我就即刻跟住呢个祈祷一起祈啦，就为呢啲香港嘅主内弟兄姊妹祈祷。咁嗰陣神就开我嘅口讲方言啦。咁我就一路行返屋企呢，一路赞美神。有嗰一刻我係觉得哇，上帝你唔係，虽然呢样嘢係我哋大家都知道，即係上帝你唔係淨係教会，你唔係淨係星期日嘅上帝，你唔係淨係教会你先会显示你嘅大能。但係我嗰一刻係真係好大声咁样赞美佢啦，即係可能虽然隔离冇人啦，但係或者可能啲车经过都觉得癫癫地嘅咁样啦，但係嗰陣我嗰一刻係觉得我同神係真係好亲近啦，同埋真係好 close 囉。咁嗰陣我就係神就好清楚同我讲，你就係要时常喺呢个灵命继续更新，时常复兴，时常燃点呢个火灵火。而燃点呢个灵火唔係淨係为你自己祈祷，即唔係淨係哦每次认罪悔改， of course 呢样嘢係好重要嘅，但係你为你身边嘅人祈祷，让佢你佢即係让神嘅灵去为呢啲人祈祷，为呢啲嘅主内弟兄姊妹喺香港嘅，因为我哋都系一间教会啦，为香港嘅主内弟兄姊妹祈祷。So this sharing I've kind of shared in live chat before, so since I'm speaking in English now, most of you have probably heard it. So I was walking home and my mom sent me a message which was a prayer on praying for Hong Kong church members who are serving in the children's summer camp, who are facing some struggles or physically or in their family, and just praying for them, praying healing, and praying for the Holy Spirit to guide them through this Hong Kong children's summer camp. And so when I received the message, even though I was walking home, I just had this urge, okay, yeah, I should really pray. And so I was reading the prayer and was really praying in my heart. And the Holy Spirit filled me, and I started speaking in tongues as I was walking back home. And I was just praising his name, and just, I felt very close to God at the moment, and I knew God was reminding me that I have to always rejuvenate in the Holy Spirit. And God isn't just a Sunday God. God isn't just a God that only appears in church. He's forever present. We can pray to him anytime, any minute, anywhere, and he always listens to us. And he is very real. And God also reminded me that when I pray and rejuvenate in the Holy Spirit, it's not only praying for myself. And it's very important that we have to repent and we have to seek the Holy Spirit. But even when we pray for others, God's Holy Spirit still moves and still is very present. 所以即係 好似经文所讲，即系要，即系呢一切都系神显现俾我嘅，而唔系我自己做咗啲咩咯。即系我觉得我嘅学习系真系谦卑，同埋相信神就系会赐呢份礼物俾你。即系我都会鼓励追寻紧呢个恩典嘅。在座的朋友，主内的弟兄姊妹，真是把握这个机会，即是我觉得是夏令营是一个很宝贵的时间，我们可以这么亲近神，可以远离世间的各种困扰，或者可能自己的需要做的事情，即是我觉得是我们大家在这里不是必然，是都是神的带领，因为一切都是因为上帝。所以当即是靠着这份这个圣灵去继续走每一步路，神就是会带领我们。I would encourage everyone who's seekingOr who's here today to really grasp this chance to grow closer to God, to get closer to God, and to really seek for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not a must that we're all sitting here today, and we are all here because of the love of God and because of the grace of God, andIt's not, So I would encourage everyone to really humble ourselves, to dwell in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and 荣耀归于神, praise be to God.
Okay, now I would like to invite the worship team with the last song. Yes, please.
Let's stand. 一起起立。
Jesus 智慧，却耶稣我愿放心舍，这强知我气力不息，我爱主是全愿今日越越成，从主放心舍，从主放心舍，我知道神倾听那声，人到我个心愿不惊，从主放心舍。从主歌颂声，树边的温柔引领我继续安静，自世充满忧愁成负荷，负车重担何人能减轻，沦为于路上的苦涩，就当我不觉苦涩，主便的爱意你会为我造成，从主歌颂声，从主歌颂声，我知道神的大能，引导我过深渊不惊，从主歌颂声，从主歌颂声，树边英魂有人带我平安安定。
好，请坐。咁样咧，我哋今晚咧就仲有少少嘅活动嘅。咁样咧就麻烦咧阵间可能坐喺后边嘅 Tiffy 或者 Edwin 帮手啦。咁样咧，我哋咧就你见到左边咧，我哋有个白板喺度嘅。OK， 咁样咧，我哋咧就一阵间咧就每人咧就要会派有几张嗰啲嘅 posted 嘅貼紙嚇，我諗如果可以，我嗰度應該夠嘅，要開咗佢嚇。咁我哋有好多啲彩色嘅筆嘅 ，OK。咁我哋希望咧俾十分八分鐘大家嚇 ，OK。咁咧我哋今晚聽咗，其實好多咧都唔係今晚聽，今晚嘅分享其實大家都好多好熟噶啦。只不過我哋嚟到呢一個嘅，咁快嘅。咦，咁快咁未去到嗰個位嚇，咁樣咧就我哋咧就請請大家，就係寫至少寫一份啦。如果大家有更多嘅嘢寫咧，就可以寫喺有兩張或者三張嘅嗰啲咁嘅 post-it 嘅貼裏邊。咁咧就係寫，因為咧我哋今年個夏令營個標題咧係講 press on 嚇，奮力向前。頭先我哋都聽到有美好嘅分享。我哋都有美好嘅經文喺度，睇下大家會唔會喺個心裏面自己立一個願望，希望咧我哋咧喺我哋嘅未來嘅日子裏面，我哋希望我哋想點樣可以做到，我哋去奮力向前，有啲咩我哋係好想，我哋係願意去向前做嘅。咁咧，我哋咧就可以簡簡單單嚇，可能寫一兩個字，英文又好，中文又好 ，OK。你中意後邊簽個名又歡迎，唔寫當然亦都可以嘅 ，OK。咁然後寫完之後咧，就請大家，因為亦都坐咗好耐啦，就喺個白色板嗰度黏咗你想寫你嘅分享，好嘛？咁跟住咧，我可能會抽樣咧，就會請訪問其中一位噶 ，OK。點解你會咁寫㗎咁所以個個都要寫㗎。Now, this is a little activity, okay, we are trying to do, okay? So we are going to distribute some post-it, you know, 3 inches by 3 inches pad, okay? So, and we have, many, I order many, a marker, Sharpie, color Sharpie right there. So, hopefully they will distribute so everyone has a,pen to write down. Okay, so after tonight, or it's not maybe just tonight, okay, you've been thinking for your life faith journey, okay, do you have anything that you really want to move forward, okay, and then you're committed or you are making a decision, you want to do something, okay, all right, okay, and then we will be given 3 pieces, okay? So everyone at least write something, okay? If you want to put your signature in the back, it's fine. If you don't want to put your name, it's also fine. All right? And then after you write it, please post it. You have to walk a little bit, okay? Make some action. For the elderly, then please, some young one to help them, okay? So put it on that whiteboard, okay? So, and then I will pick one person. I will kind of have a quick interview and then kind of share us to ask this person, you know, why she write that, okay? So I have someone in mind already, so you don't have to worry. Most of you don't have to worry, okay? All right. Okay. Something that you want to move forward in your life, your faith journey, okay? All right. Oh, okay. It can be within what you learned today. It can be something that you have in mind. Okay. All right. So far our rundown, it's okay. It's 8:15. So we have time to think. Okay.可以簡單到一兩個中文字都得㗎，唔需要寫一段文嘅，你鍾意寫幾長又得，冇所謂㗎，OK，我哋好難得我哋有個咁嘅機會，我哋希望呢亦都難忘啲記住，我哋今晚咁難得有一個機會可以去將我哋嘅一個心願寫出嚟，當然我哋係真誠咁樣寫啦，係咪？唔係需要去作一啲嘢，我相信冇乜後果㗎，OK，咁所以唔需要擔心啊，OK。 係，哦，仲有時間，我哋而家我寫完就貼㗎啦，唔使驚，有個第一個人去貼就跟住就好多人貼㗎啦，係啦，你寫完貼完之後仲想再寫又得㗎，多謝啦，thank you Spencer 可以幫我哋寫到第一念第一個 ，OK，thank you， 好啦，繼續去念啦，唔該曬 Tammy。 既然 Tammy 咧咁係合作咧，我將就 interview 啊 Tammy 啦 ，OK， 好唔好啊？大家有冇人贊成啊？好 ，OK 嚇，我 OK 等先，等佢念完先，等佢念完先啊。Tammy 你諗下咯，點樣分享下你寫分享得㗎？得㗎，係嘛 ？OK， 好啦，係啦，咁啊。 同大家分享下，咁咪都鼓勵下，唔係等等先，我哋俾多機會大家，好嘛 好啦，咁啊，仲有少少時間呢，就阿 Tammy， 我哋嚟傾下偈啦，好嘛？嚟嚟嚟 ，Tammy 出嚟傾下偈，我哋。 oh, 有麦 ，OK， thank you。
系，佢俾咗个麦我。
系好，咪有备而战啦，系啦，好啦，咁啊 ，Tammy， 因为你知道你系咁多个最好笑容嘅一个啦，系咪啊？咁我哋咧，系咪？咁我哋都係揾啲好笑容嘅嚟同我哋分享感恩啦，係啦，咁我哋又傾下啦，係啦，你有啲咩寫咗，又都鼓勵下其他人繼續努力去寫去念下 ，OK， 好。
Outreach 啦
，Outreach，OK，
啊 ，for gospel，Outreach for gospel， 係，我哋做基督徒嘅，唔使講英文㗎嘛，
唔緊要你講。
咁其實即係最重要嘅責任就係傳福音啦，係咪？呢個係使命嚟噶嘛，呢個大戒命嚟噶嘛。咁我哋唔寫邊樣，仲寫邊樣咧？係咪？即係寫呢樣嘅啫嘛。咁傳福音冇錯嘅，喂。咁我哋需要一個團隊嘅 teamwork 精神。點樣 teamwork 快啦？好多時候我哋做嘢嘅時候咧，只係諗自己嘅煩，好容易咧。我 plan 咗點樣去做，點做？但未必啱嘅喎，你要同人哋配合喎。譬如有個姊妹諗咗個 better thought， 更加好嘅，佢叫你做一樣嘢，我哋又唔好托手爭。我哋覺得咧就嗱，逐逐地啦嚇，即係我哋唔好要 refuse 嘅，即係唔好話你聽我講啦，我有個套嘅啦。咁唔係嘅，咁咪 team 咯，咁咪 team 咯。咁如果你係 respect 對方嘅話，佢有咁嘅心意，佢 plan 咗一個嘅步驟先啦，佢 plan 咗一部分，佢要你 do the rest， 咁我哋咪要 do the rest， 咁呢個咪團隊精神咯。我哋全福音就係咁啦，就見到上帝嗰個工作，我哋要互相合力，互相去配合，我哋嘅行為，我哋嗰個服侍啊，就係一個見證，一個見證 ，and make the things done。我覺得呢樣就係咁樣咯。如果呢、這個對方都係為上帝工作嘅話。Right, and then 咧，我就寫咗一個咧，就係話Holy Spirit going deeper and deeper。咁我哋做基督徒嘅，每日都要靈命更新。我哋唔可以只係去到呢個位，我哋要不斷更新一個 process 嘛，個 life process 就要 repent 先可以做個新人。我哋先可以靈命更新，做一個新造嘅人。最近講個書嚇，做一個新造嘅人。咁點做新做人？你唔成日都唔悔改，你點會新啊？係咪？你要洗咗你先新嘅件衫，係咪？你唔洗又點新？係咪？即係好多嘢都係乾乾淨淨。你點要乾淨？你要洗咯。你洗即係你 repent 啦，係咪？即係咁樣解咯。即係好多嘢我哋要 repent，and then 你就可以更新到。咁同埋我就寫咗一個就係、是，我睇翻先，唔好記得。係。More close to God， 我哋每一个都要 more close to God。我哋唔亲近神噶，我哋力量从何而来呢？我哋嘅力量系从上帝而来。咁我哋要 close to God， 点样 close 呢 ？Prayer 啦 ，read Bible 啦 ，and then 同弟兄姊妹多啲交往啦。正如阿 Tiffany 头先讲句，就系话，如果佢妈妈俾咗呢个 prayer 嘅 message 佢，即系佢唔去祈祷嘅话。见唔到个果效出嚟咯，即系我见到即系合作嗱，就系头先个 teamwork 啦，呢个好实际个 teamwork 精神。佢妈妈想叫佢一齐祈祷，佢就听妈妈话就祈祷。你睇下十五个得圣灵施洗啊，大部分都系嗰个 children summer retreat 嘅。你见到合即系大家同心嘅祷告 ，even 嗰个老师系有有啲 challenging 啦吓，有各样好似有啲难处。魔鬼工作就係咁，你想做件好嘢咩？佢俾啲嘢你先，啊，扇一扇你先，俾叫你扇一扇先。咁但係唔怕嘅，上帝會 make it， 但就係咁 perfect 嘅。呢、這個 teamwork 精神，我真係好感恩啊！我覺得呢個大家都好 honest 去分享佢哋嘅 life 啊，即係我都應該有感而發啦，係嘛？即係就係咁啦，少少意見啫，多謝。
好啦，咁啊。Tammy 咧，星期三應該好多分享我哋啊。OK， 好啦，咁唔該曬 ，Thank you。好，一陣間咧，我哋有時間咧，完咗咧，可以睇下噶，如果係睇下人哋嘅，互相可以學習下。當然亦都係每個人寫，佢哋都係自己有心意發嘅嚇。
咁我相信上帝咧知道我哋嘅心意啊。如果嗰啲係一啲我哋向住上帝、上帝喜悦嘅咧，上帝會答應我哋嘅呢個咁嘅心願嘅。Okay, so did you guys put anything? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so this is a something that's a unique experience. Okay, so hopefully, I was just sharing in the Cantonese. Is God reads our mind. He knows what we really mean it. If we really have something to move forward, we want God to help us. God will definitely help us too. Okay, and then we can take a look after this session. So to conclude tonight, okay, so let's, because I mentioned it earlier, that we need to also put actions too, right? Okay, so there are some suggested actions. Oops, sorry. Okay, so. Okay, in English, when we are planning the theme press on, okay, of course there is a meaning of press on, but also imagine you're in a car, okay? You also need to press the on button to start the car, right? So this is number one. I'm just suggesting hopefully that we can think about, is it now the time that we press on our on spiritual button? We may be hesitating. We may be whatever excuses we have. But God is talking to us. God inspire us. Number one, press the on spiritual button. 英文呢就得意嘅，我哋嗰个 press on 嗰个呢係有少少食字嘅。Okay? 好似个好似平时我哋着咗撳着个车，有啲车呢唔使锁匙咁撳佢就着㗎啦。係咪？咁我哋要启动我哋呢个旅程，我哋都要撳着嗰个 on 嗰个 button 嘅。坐喺个车度成日都唔喐，个车都唔会行㗎。咁所以呢，我哋希望我哋有个行动，就係启动我哋属灵嘅旅程。press on。第二样呢，就係虽然好似我哋好多都係喺个教会同我哋係有关系，但是希望从我们的心里面，我们自己无论是什么的程度，什么 的兄弟姐妹，哪一个的背景都好，我们希望我们确认我们是相信耶稣的。这个确认就是用我们的行为去配合。So regardless what background, what stage of your spiritual journey, the second suggestion is to declareyour belief in Jesus. When you are ready to declare your belief in Jesus, you will feel, you will have a different level of interaction with God. You will feel God is listening to you, not just listening, confirming his relationship with you. And number three, if I know the sharing is, it's how I should say, I time it,It's less than 30 minutes, okay? There is limited time to share everything in 30 minutes, especially I have to divide it into Cantonese and English too, right? So it's about 15 minutes, okay? But hopefully, as I said, if God is talking to you, okay? If you feel like, oh, this is something, I'm so blessed that I have this opportunity to worship together,in such a setting in Abbotsford, okay, and that may be your first time, okay? Express desire to know Jesus more deeply, okay? Don't be afraid, okay? If you have questions, if you really want to know what's the next step, okay, express it. Share with other people, and other people, other believers are willing to learn with you, to pray with you, to share whatever,to be your supporter too. Okay, so that's number three. 英文剛才我講啦，我記得呢好多年前2005年呢、這個我唔係 translate 嘅。Okay, 2005年我最記得我喺溫哥華有一對年輕嘅兄弟姊妹，第一晚完咗， 佢就走嚟同我傾。OK， 佢就係、是、我就係講咗呢一句嚇。喺、十幾年後我都仲記得嘅。佢哋話嗰陣時佢十幾歲，佢哋話我好想好想渴望認識主更多。佢講咗之後，我感恩，我就當然唔係淨係我啦。我記得有唔同嘅好多長者喺度都有好多嘅教導，但係對我嚟講，我係有一個好大嘅感受。當我哋真係好坦率渴望，唔需要怕醜，唔需要收埋，唔需要理任何人點睇，我哋覺得我哋乖又好，唔乖都好 ，OK， 我哋坦誠嘅去渴望去認識主更多，若想知道主更多各方面，我哋當我哋有一個咁嘅願意嘅心去講出嚟嘅時候，神就好奇妙，就會身邊有你需要嘅人、可以共同嘅為你一齊禱告，作為你嘅幫助，亦都可以有同心嘅一齊去追尋神嘅恩典。嗰件事就喺2005年嘅第一晚發生，所以我哋就係第三點。最後第四就係話，呢個咧係呢個就無分我哋唔同年紀、唔同背景啦。因為無論我哋喺咩嘅狀態都好，我哋希望我哋行到呢一步，我哋喺我哋嘅信仰裏面，我哋最由今日嘅開始，我哋係能夠甘心願意去跟從住。呢、這個要大家要翻去思想一下，因為你去跟從主就唔係就用我哋自己好多嘅方法去做啦。我哋要跟從主就跟從上帝嘅帶領啦。So the last number four is when hope that we are all at the same page and we are willing to commit and to follow Jesus. It's not, it's beyond just belief. It's to follow. Okay, so this is something that we can, from step by step, that's why the topic is begin. That's very important to begin. But at the same time, it's to continue the faith journey. And to continue the faith journey is to follow Jesus. Okay, so now we will be closing with, by singing doxology.Thank you. 好啦，而家咧，我哋咧就系、会唱赞美诗。唱完赞美诗之后咧，我哋咧就请 Joseph 兄弟为我哋去 closing prayer。我哋一齐起立 ，please stand。
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
慈悲嘅天父上帝，我哋好感谢你，俾我哋今晚喺呢个灵修营开始，都系听到有好重要、好勉励，亦都好提醒嘅信息。亦都我哋亦都听到兄弟姊妹呢啲 live chat 分享佢哋神你亲自嚟到系教导佢哋呢啲好感人嘅分享。相信我哋每一个都系感受到主你嘅恩典，神啊，俾我哋唔好忘记呢个灵修营，唔系只系为咗某一啲嘅人，呢个灵修营就系为我，为我哋每一个，俾我哋好多嘅提醒，都系知道我哋要好好嘅睇下我哋同神嘅关系系点样，无论我哋信咗主。嗰、那個日子係多定少，呢、這個係唔緊要，最緊要我哋喺神嘅面前係未被神所接納，我哋嘅屬靈嘅生命 是主是会称赞呢，因为担心的呢？所以求主你给我们都能够以一个很谦卑很敞开的心情来到继续互相的学习，互相代祷，互相帮助。因为这些好像我们今晚都听到这些咁特别嘅机会，唔系系奉旨自然就会有嘅。呢啲系完全都系上帝嘅爱，所以俾我哋都能够珍惜上帝俾我哋嘅机会。所以继续求主你保守，俾我哋都系有健康，亦都更加真系能够聚精会神喺呢几日好咁利用呢啲时间学习，同兄弟姊妹一齐系领受神你。要施给我们丰富的恩典，所以求神你继续带领我们来近这几天一切的秩序。 Heavenly Father, we are very grateful that we have this opportunity to be in this retreat. Father, we thank you for the very timely, important message that we heard tonight. Also for the very touching personal sharing from our brothers and sisters.I'm sure that we have all been touched. Dear Lord, I pray that you continue to help us to realize that the retreat is not for someone or someone, but actually for me, for every single one of us. Whether we have been a Christian for a short time or very short time or for a very long time, it doesn't really matter. What matters is how are we measured up before you? So Father, let us come with a humble spirit, with a yearning to be close to you and make use of the opportunities in the next few days to fellowship with our brothers and sisters that we can learn together, we can encourage one another, we can pray for one another, and we can grow together.Father, be with us, continue to guide us. May your Spirit pour out your abundant blessings upon all of us. Give us a humble spirit. Give us a spirit of thirstiness and hunger that we yearn for more blessings from you. So be with us in the next few days and give us good health and a very blessed time of learningTogether, in Jesus' name we pray. 所有我的祷告都是奉托主耶稣圣名来求，诚心所愿， Amen.